This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
This week's parasha, we have Birchas Yankif. A little bit to understand the Birchas Yankif. Yankif Avinu understood that there was Pirut Bein Achim, that the brothers had issues, so to speak, one with the other. Chazal already tell us that it was actually Yankiv Avinu's fault, that because Yankiv Avinu gave a little extra to Yosef, look at the period that came out, that we had to go down to Mitzrayim. So Chachamim, the Chazal tell us that Yankiv Avinu was somewhat shuldik, somewhat responsible for the pirut. Sayyid Tachin, the Yankiv Avinu, by the brachis, Hayyid Tachin, the Yankiv Avinu goes and repeats the same mistake, so to speak. And what does he do? He takes certain of the brothers and he gives them a shtake musa. He gives it to them, so to speak, in English, over the head. Mamish. Unbelievable musa. While to others, he speaks their shvachim. He speaks their praises. Chayra. Yankiv Avinu understood that this is what caused all the tzaris. He seems to be repeating the same thing over again by singling out certain of the brothers for Teichacha, while others he gives them praises and shvachim. We find that the Ha'are was by Yosef already, Hayitachin, that Yosef singled out Binyamin, but we don't find that Chazal asked this as a kasha. By the brachas, l'chayra, by brachas, we find the same thing again. That Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, they're singled out, that they did something wrong. While the other brothers, they get shvach. L'chayra, why did Yankiv do this? Now you can't say that Yankiv Avinu spoke privately to the ones that needed musar. Because it says afterwards, the pasuk says clearly, "Ish ki bechasa iberach oisam, kaleila shifte Yisrael perik mem tes pasuk chavches kaleila shifte Yisrael shnei masam, v'zois asher diber lohem aviyem vayivarech oisam shtei tzeirin tzvarim diber zalosh and kasha." There was a lot of stark raid over here. Ish asher ki bechasa iberach oisam. Zat Rashi, the bracha was to the individual. Why does it say oisom? Maybe they weren't all included in all the brachas. Talmud loyme beirach eisam. Now lechura beirach eisam means he took everything of the above. When it's a geretz alamin, he spoke to all of them. Each one was given, so each one heard also pachas kamayim. Each one heard klechamas mecherei seyam. They all heard the teichacha as well. Now l'chayru, when they didn't get the bracha, they didn't get this teichacha, so they knew that it was Shimon v'Levi, because Shimon v'Levi did Shechem. So again, what's the pshat that he calls them all together and he tells them l'chayru the mailas and the chisreinis A Bishleim, and why he tells each one individually the Ma'alos and Chisrainis, not already in the Bali Musar, they speak. That's important for a person to know his Ma'alos and Chisrainis, and thus the Gres to Bracha. Right? Chayre, could you imagine a person's waiting for a Bracha and a Krik Tachreis, Adalang, Amusa Shmuyis, Tachas Kamayim Al Taisar? Another person says, like Esav says, Abracha, Achasi Lechavi, Efshe, Epshe, Abistel, Brachas from me. These are the brachas that you're giving me. I'd like to have a brachas. State chain of Bali Musar. That we have to understand what bracha is. That what is bracha? Bracha means to tell a person where he's holding, what his milas are, what he needs to be masakin, to give a person the chance to grow. Das ist ein alter Reit bei der Bali Musar. Aber favos daf alim in heren. Why do all the brothers have to hear the Musa was a gegeben to Ruven, to Levi, to Shimon? Makes kinner up, they say. How are we to understand the Birchus Yankif L'chay? So the Teretz Rabbi say, maybe we could speak a little bit understanding what was the Birchus Yankif. L'chay, there's a kasha minei ubei. If he gave all of them, all the brachas, as if he stated in Rashi, Berachaisim kolam kulam yachad. So then why do you have to even farit? None of shech. If everyone gets all the brachas, and everyone is shayich to Ayala Shlucha, and to what stated in Rashi, all the mailis, right? Naftali, Gurari, right? All the mailis that we have by the brachas. So why did then you single them out if everyone is shaykh to it? So maybe the Pashup Shat is there are those that have it stronger, but each one has shaykhs to it. Stama, that's the Pashup Shat. True that Reuven, Shimon, Levi, these are their ma'ilas. But it's not to exclude the people have no shaykhs to it, right? Sometimes a person thinks to himself, it has nothing to do with me, I'm not, in English they call it, it's not for me. Teretz says, all the ma'ilus are for everyone. They state, Skabe Kari, first halach in Shulchan Aruch, Azkanomer, Azkatzvi, right? We see that we have all the nekudis by every yid is shayich to all the brachas. Now, after the pshat is that there's a special for the Reuven Shimon to each one lefim alasa. So ish ki berchasai berach eisa. Each one got his own special bracha. But the pshat is they all got that they can have shaykhs to that on some level. I'd like to bring you an interesting chsam seifer. The chsam seifer is hashkafe. The Chassam Seif is Historia. Different people like different things in a shir. You get them everything in this interesting Chassam Seif. Alright? In Tshuva Mi'ahava, which is the Chassam Seif, Yisrach Moshe wrote over the Chassam Seif, in Chelek Arachayim Simi Kuv Tzadik Zayin, so he says an interesting thing. Emes Le'achkid, I'm not afraid. This is something which I guess must have been controversial to say. I'm not afraid to say it. I usually say, state in halacha, it's for everyone. Can't say certain dinim and certain things are just for certain people. So if a person has only Torah, then he brings the Lashon, the Gemara, Yevamos, Afilu Torah Eloi. So he says, Al-Kain, Chalam Yischased Im Koinen Nikke B'man Lolov Mashalibay Boida L'Shem Hashem L'Hazin Ozel Hashem. It's true that every person has a Chiyuv to keep everything. But within that Torah that has all the mitzvahs, there are certain things that are more unique to others, more specific for others than other people. For certain people it's this, and for certain people it's that. And he says an interesting, a person from within, interesting Sam Seifer, starts to feel what is his avodah, what is his job, what is his tafkid in this world. No two people are alike. When it comes to Avas Hashem, each one has a different expression on how to be Ohev and Ohev HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then he says, that's the Pshat in the Gemara. We find the Pasuk tells us, Tanakh, Haloi Atem Kibnei Kushiyim. The Klal Yisrael is like Kushim, black people. They state the Chazal, Haloi Atem Kibnei Kushiyim. So he says, what's the Pshat? We're called Bnei Kushiyim Mishuna B'masa, because we are Mishuna in our actions. What does that mean? We're different. Yet skin, it's only what? External. Internally, their Kushi is nicht anders wie andere. Still the same, the blood. So that's Anu Kibnei Kushiyim. Yeah. Externally, we might be all different. Yeah? And listen what he says to Sam Seifer. I will teicha misachidim kol Yisrael, that every yid is part of Klal Yisrael together as one. The ach lasis eda shleima kulam yischastu b'minig echel kulam. So to make a kehila, to make an eda, that the whole group does what everyone does, all the same. This is not good. Efshe, it's not possible. In Cain, he gufa nasa chayk with mitzvahs anoshim is efshe. This means that everybody's copying the other guy. That's called mitzvahs anoshim elimuda. We know you're not supposed to have mitzvahs anoshim elimuda. Zakhtar samsayfa, what is that? If I'm doing what the other guy does, copying what the other guy does, that's called mitzvahs anoshim elimuda. And then he says, a peladik azach, v'lochein or isi rabbeise agayin aflozal. And also Reb Zalman Chassid, Shalai Himshichu Eda. No Kehillah. They didn't hold the concept of a Kehillah. So I'm sorry for that, they say. The Rav in Pressburg is saying that he was not Rav in Pressburg. There's no such thing. Lai Himshichu Kehillah. Why? Because you're uniforming everybody to one. That everyone has to do the same thing. And the truth is, there's no such thing, because everybody has his own mahalach in avodas Hashem. There's a very interesting Chiddush HaRim HaPesach. Chiddush HaRim asks the Shaila. We find by Megillah, the Megillah is Nikras, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Aleph, Tezvav. Why is it that they took the mitzvah of Megillah and they made it that it should be fractioned by Klal Yisrael? Where do you find the mitzvah? You know what? Pesach, for this person Pesach is today, and for this guy Pesach is this. Is a few days later, mitat does, okay, Pesach changed for Tmeyim, good, to make lechatchila zozayim, finif tek Purim, and every guy's Purim is like his money shall zek, his money, if I can't. Like his manish shalzeh, his manish shalzeh. To the point, I don't know if the oil knows, Mustam in Halacha, this good raid. Those that are Makdimaliyah and Maknisa, the famous Shaila, who's reading for them? It's not Purim for them. See how nice, how much it's not Purim for you. That you can't even read. So the Rishonim give Terutzim to the Kasha, good, special Takana. There's Terutzim to the Kasha. But this was the Kasha, Lamaisa, Zayn Purim, is not Zayn Purim. Why? Says the Chiddush HaRim, Achidush Nifla. He says, he brings the Ran, that the Ran asks us for a kasha, Heichem Atzina Kein Alei Ateir Achas Mishpat Achas Ksiv. Sokter HaMeirat Yigazach. Haman's taina was, Yeishnai HaMechad Fuzim Efeichet. Yeah. Metaseyem Shaines. What made him think Fuzim Efeichet? What made him think this? So the Teretz is that they were chayes, they were mefuzim, they were mischakahagit, there was tremendous machlaikis l'chayra, yeah? You made like that with your face.
Different locations. It
says something, right? The pasuk does it. And the Velt, by the way, you know, I'm afraid to say, get my stuff, my foot in my mouth. I don't want to get anything very controversial here, but the Eilam always learns that there was a lack of achdus. I don't know. It says mefuzim mefayir bein ha'amim v'daseim shaynei. They didn't live together. And does it say anywhere in Chazal that there was no achdus? Said anywhere Chazal, and there's so much Torah on this Chafei side that there was a chisarin and the faizim and fired and achdus, and therefore Purim's about achdus. I challenge you, show me where in Chazal does it say there was a chisarin and achdus. Takat, if anything, there was a gewaltige achdus. You know what the achdus was? Against Mordechai the Rav. The Rav had gesagt, Mazonish game, and everyone got together and said, Rav, we're going to achdus, we're all going to this party. Have a nice day. That's all, no? Did you see anywhere there was a chisarin in achdus on the side? No, anyone have a terrorist in my car? You know it differently, a chazal, a medrish, usigivan, a ganze teire wegen dem. Yeah, that there was a chisarin in achdus. You know what the terrorist of Esa is? The same shaynes. Er cooked, Haman cooked, and as up, aminut. Der kihila. And in them in Hagim, wherever they were, they're doing differently. Give a cook, Azayid, Achsidish, Medalit, Fishim, the answer. Doesn't say anywhere they were fighting. Where does it say fighting? Zakta Chdusharim, the Hagdam is mine, so don't blame the Chdusharim for the Hagdam, but the Chdusharim Zakt, the Pshad is, Ki Klalis Yisrael, Niklu Klalu, Pratu Klal. Klal Yisrael is fakert. That becomes how we are a klal. You know how we're a klal? When we're a prat. What is Klal Yisrael? The Klal Yisrael is a mixture of many, many, many different factions. He says, therefore, he says they were mesakin, that it should be different days of Purim for different kehillahs in Klal Yisrael. Because that exactly is the Achdus. Haman was timing that the Achdus was a chisarin Yerushalayim mit Bnei Brak. Ich weiß was heint. I don't know. I don't know. I'm even Yavin. Ich weiß was. Akasha Famaisa. Good. So they have different days Purim. What is the limud of different days Purim? Fakert. Different Mehalchim. Different Anhogis. Yeah. And Memela sagte that it was Bedavke this way. What each one needs to do, the other one is not supposed to do. It was meant on purpose that it should be, they say, that there should be different kehillahs in Klal Yisrael, which is really this Sam Sefer Rabbi Say. You hear? Shalayim Shichu Eda. Why? Because Lasis Eda Shalayim Akulam Yischastu Beminig Echad Lakulam. That's called mitzvah anoshim limudu. Why am I doing it? I'm doing it because the other guy's doing it. That's not good enough. Avedas Hashem zaktach sam seifa, that a person has to do it because it's him. This is his aveda. This is his expression of aveda. You know, Rabbi says an interesting gemara. Meiridiki gemara. The gemara says. What would they tell each other? This was the goodbye, Sudas Preda. What was the speech by the Sudas Preda? All right, to bring it down to modern day Mishalim. Made a Sudas Preda. What did they speak by the Sudas Preda? Amri Le, Hachi. They would tell each the other, Oilomcha. Your world, you should see in your lifetime. Your world was tutzachavta. Elamcha tira b'chayecha. your world, you should see in your life. The achrischa l'chayei ha'olam haba. Thou velt so send deine and thou da. When achrischa, your end should be chayei ha'olam haba. V'tikvas chaladar dairim. Okay, and v'chule, a bunch of other brachas. What does it mean? Olam chatira b'chayach. And the teretz ha'beisah is this samsayf. Every person has his olam. It's his world. He comes down to this world with a tafkid, with a tachlis. And the bracha is olam cham. She matzliach in your olam, olam cha, in your world. Tira, should come to fruition, b'chayach in your lifetime. A person could go his whole life, tan vas yenetut, but it wasn't olam cha. Olam cha, tira b'chayach. And what is the olam cha? Like the Chasam Sofer says, Hamischased in kainay nikib malal of mashalibay baida l'shem Hashem lahazir. Every person, how he expresses his avoda, his heart tells him. The heart from a mensch directs him what his avoda Hashem is. This is oilamcha tira b'chayecha. Said over many times. If you look at the Nesilas Yisharim, what does he say? She is barev yisamit zeitzal adam machay vasay. In the world. What does he mean by Be'aylam Mai? What does it mean by Be'aylam Mai in his world? Veismandaf, Bishvili Nivra Aylam. Alright. So, what does it mean, Bishvili Nivra Aylam? So, unfortunately, we learn, we are trained to think, I come first. Bishvili Nivra Aylam. No, isn't that what it means? Bishvili Nivra Aylam. Yeah? So I have a kasha. I always ask this to my children. So what do? It's the chashtika problem, right? Do as ta b'shvili nivra ilam, or ne'ara ta b'shvili nivra ilam. And the teretz is, ta'im b'shvili nivra ilam is best if he's ta'im b'shvili nivra ilam. That's the way people live, right? Ma'im b'shvili nivra ha'ilam. You know, Rabbi Isai, it doesn't mean that. B'shvili nivra ha'ilam means that in this world, there's an olam, that's me. Bishvili. That a person could have his olam within this olam. There's room for bishvili. Nivra olam. A person doesn't have to say that there's a klal. No. Bishvili, for me, nivra olam. I want to tell you a meirid gechidish. The Olam Abba is the same thing. How do I know some Furisha Gemara? The Gemara tells us that they came to front of a Rebbe with a Din Teira. What was the Din Teira? It was a Tana who didn't have any money. So somebody gave him money. Min HaShemayim, it came down the foot from the table. So the wife said, I don't want to take it. Vilis Nishnamri. Famous Gemara, famous Chazal. So he went in front of Rebbe. And the wife tied it to Rebbe. I don't understand. I'm giving up my Olam Haba. So Rebbe said, don't worry, I'll give you for mine. So what did she answer back? How could you give me? It's not possible. Why? Because there's no tzaddik in the world. Pad Lashna Chazal over there is the pasuk that every tzaddik doesn't see. The world, the Olam above, the other tzaddiks, you can't give me from you. Was made us. And Rebbe was masking with her. They gave back the gold foot. Was made that chazal? What does it mean? And the teretz is, Yedel mensch has his Olam hazeh. Every mensch has his Olam haba. Because every person has his Olam hazeh. Ein tzaddik nichlu mechupasi shel chaverei. There's no connection. Yeah. It says in the Gemara that they gave Talmid Chacham Shayei Lamis. What does it mean, Shayei Lamis? Worlds and worlds. Every tzaddik every avoda, every person, if he fulfills his tafkid, he has his olam, his world. That's olamcha tira b'chayecha v'chischa l'chaye ha'olam haba. And the end, that's pshat achischa. If you'll be olamcha tira b'chayecha achischa, what is your end? Your end to olam haba. Yedem mensh hatzayin olam hazeh. Every person has his unique olam haba. There's an interesting Rambam. The Rambam, in many places, when he speaks about Hilchas Deis, he says, "Kishem she'ein de'iseyim shavos, kach ein patzuf. Kishem she'ein patzufeyim doimais, kach ein de'iseyim doimais." Excuse me. That just like the faces of people are different, so too the deis, the thinking, is different. Once heard from Yankiv Kamenetsky, Vazvil the Rambam, it's a mashal. People look different, so therefore they think different. We don't know people think different. The Rambam has to give me an explanation, a mashal, that people think different. You ever try to talk to anybody? There's no two people that agree on anything. I need a mashal of them. Go into a shul and you'll find out. Get married and you'll find out. What's the shailut of it? What's a kishem? The Rambam is mechadish. The same way people look different, they think different. It's the chiddush. Rabbi Yankiv gesagt, da mehre die gesagt. Imagine two people are arguing. You know what each guy thinks? Him, I aveshish vaseret. You know what he's talking about. Breakup, right? Anytime a guy thinks differently than you, that's what it means. He's crazy and you're normal. That's what it means, right? So even if you're a Balmidas Tavis and you're not going to use the word crazy and normal, but that's what you walk away thinking, ah, Vesh Vesef, Beta Cup, right? That's what it is. Right? Tell me, when two people meet each other and they look different, you know, the other guy says, that guy's face is not a face. Can't be a face. Cook it the part. It looks differently in mine, right? What's a teretz? Nah, you're right. Your nose is different. Your eyes are different. Of a thousand to millionen mention, right? And they all look different. So what? The face is not a face. That's what it means. Geshem. She'ein patzufeyim daimais. And it's all called the face. And you have to understand that it's tak a face. Kach ein de seim shavais. Menschen trachten anderish. People think differently. What am I trying to bring out? I'm trying to bring out of your sight. You know where the chisaron in achdus starts? The chisaron in achdus starts when there's no room to understand the other person. There's no room. There's a bishvili nivra oilam in everything. In getting things, in understanding things my way, and that's it. That's what happens. It's true that the brachas were given. That what? Yes, there was a maila of one over the other. Right? They were told mailas, and they were told chesheimas. That's true. And it's true that Rashi's saying, which means that he told everyone that each one has separate, but everyone is shayach to it. What's the pshat? This is the pshat l'chayr, this is Sam Seifer, that they were told that everyone has his unique avayda. Be'erach oysam means that it's a klal, that all, everyone has this as a maila. But the yechidim are going to have this maila more than you. Part of the birchas yankif, and I think it goes to the heart of fakir of the teretz of the kasha. We asked the kasha, the chayra, he wanted to have achdus. So what's the pshat that he came and he told these people chesainis and these people mailas? And the teretz is every person with his maila, if it's Beirach Oysam, that they understand that it's also your maila. In order for you to take the maila of the other person, where you lack that maila, and to understand Faked Beirach Oysam, it's a maila for you too, that becomes the Yisayid of Achdus. And I'll explain to you what I mean. I saw Meirid de Gevot for a Martha Katz that tells the Rosh Hashiva. Meirid de Gezach. Shteit vayivarech ha'isim ishke b'chassay. And if he starts with the Kasha l'chayra, every bracha, stav zayin ha'bracha. So why did he tell certain people chesreinus? He says a Meirid de Gezach. He says, Klal Yisrael is a klal. A person needs to know his chesreinus in order to go to the other person who has those milas and get it from him. So it comes out of Meirid de Gezach that the bracha is to know your chesreinus, because if you think that you have those milas, so what you do is you don't take it from the other person. So you end up working with your chesreinus instead of having his ma'ilus. The bracha of understanding your chesreinus and to understand the other person's ma'ilus is for you the biggest bracha. This is a meyudik thing. I read you a lashon, it's a beautiful lashon. Klal Yisrael mukiv miishim shayin v'deis mechulakri zu mizu. Ila kach kimin sheyedeh kolechad ma'alas en yuchedes upayil alpiyo michad gisa. If a person uses his ma'alas, utayim leklal Yisrael, then he's giving. Ma'acha shemayid lechashir noisav, mi'idach gisa makuhu kigam lechaveirin ma'alas an aderes mimenu, v'meila nizin hu mi'berchaisav shal hasheni. If you know that you don't have that ma'ala, and the other person has the ma'ilah, then you know that since you're part of a klal, you have that ma'ilah too. But where could you get that ma'ilah if you know that you have the chisar? Again, I say, I'm meirid de gevot. When a person thinks that he has all the ma'ilahs, so Mamela, he works as if he had the Maila. So he doesn't turn to the other person to get the Maila that he has. So what does he end up with? He ends up Sai mit the Chisaran and Sai on the Maila. But if a person understands where he has a Chisaran, and Mamela, he understands that the other person has that Maila, and he's able to come together with that person, then he also has that maila. But Yankiv Avinu Lanias Daiti Fakert was teaching them the Yisayid of Achdus. You know how Achdus works. And Emes, Remelch Nolzhensk always writes a famous thing in this. Yiratze Shinirim Alas Chavereinu V'Loich Yisrainam. So I always understood it to mean an Avas Yisrael thing. It's about Avas Yisrael, that we should see the mail of our friend and we shouldn't see his chesreinus. Yeah. Mir dachtzach, the way I understand now, is verkehrt. It's a derech and avodas Hashem for you. You gain from it. It's not that that you're being nice and you're, you know, the cook's good of Klal Yisrael. It's not about looking good at Klal Yisrael. When a person understands his chesreinus, and he understands that he's part of a klal, that he has to come on to the other guy to get those ma'ilas, so the achdus makes that those ma'ilas. This is what the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh teaches us, why Torah had to be given by achdus. So what was the Torah? The Torah was achdis, that had to be done by achdis. We find another thing also by the Torah. Vayachnu b'midbar, zokta achayim anava. Right? So anava, you needed anava, and you needed what? You needed achdis. Why do you need anava? So the Bali Musa speak very much barichas, that you need anava because Torah is not begasei haruach. You can't have Torah if you're gasei haruach, right? All of us, and everybody knows this. Interesting thing. Why do we need Vayichad Sham Yisrael? Why do we need Achdus or Kabbalah Satayr? Says the Rechayim, because we can't all do all the mitzvahs. So we need to have Achdus, because the Achdus means that when I do it, he does his mitzvah, that mitzvah, I can't do. So the fact that I'm a Achidz of the Rechayim, then I have all the mitzvahs. Then I have everything. That's how the Rechayim understands that the Yisoid of Kabbalah Satorah means Echad. Because not everyone could do everything. So I have to come on to the other person. So the way I come on to the other person is through Achdus. I'm not misparied. I don't separate myself from the other person. Which is really this word, Rabbeisah. Maybe that's the pshat. Vayichad Sham Yisrael. Vayachnu b'midbar. It has to be with anava. Because on anava, without anava, then the person doesn't see that he has to come on to the other person. Kiyum ha-mitzvahs, Kabbalah Satayra, had to be that Klal Yisrael was misachid. Probably has to do with Purim also, with Kabbalah Satayra by Purim. But now we're not holding by Purim, so I'm just going to leave that with the Yisai. But Rabbeisai, let's go one step further. And you have a Meirid Dikishtikl, Meirid Dikishtikl. The way we're explaining that the reason why you need Beirach Oysam, so the Pshat is that in order Ish Asher Kibir Chasai, which means in order for him to get his Bracha, it's the Lashon, Ish Asher Kibir Chasai Beirach Oysam, which means he gave it to everybody. So it's Kibir Chasai, Ish Asher Kibir Chasai. In order for him to get his bracha, he needed that the other person should also have shaykhis to that. I'll tell you all about Meirid Gezach. I knew Yid, I learned in the Mir. A little bear of Yeruchim, his name was Rabban Shulvainos. Rabban Shulvainos told me that he was standing next to Rabbi Yeruchim when somebody walked over to Rabbi Yeruchim and asked him the following question. What's the pshat? They say over when Rabbi Yisrael Salanta woke up in the morning and he saw the sun, the light, the daylight. He danced and he made the bracha neisen lasech vivina lahavchim and yainu beilayim. So I was expecting the response of Rabbi Yeruchim to be, who said it's true? Was the Rabbi Yisrael Salanta getanzt? As my Chassidish Rebbe, he started dancing by Ash Neisel Asach Vin Lafim in Yevel Leilo. But that's not what you're. That's not, I mean, he was a Neman. He grabbed his set in front of other, two other mirrors. He said it in front of Rav Zimmerman, the Alta Mayel, and he said it in front of Zlatnik, the caterer. The two Alta mirrors, they're all learning together, and he said it, so I guess they all macabre this, that Rabbi Yisrael Salanta was dancing. And he said, so what's the pshat? He danced. And today, we're not even mechavim when we say, how could it be? It's only 100-year difference. That was the question. Yeah? How in 100 years does it change that Rabbi Yisrael Salanta would dance when he would say, and we hardly even mechavim, we're half asleep when we say it. That was the kashi yas Rabbi Yeruchim. Hat Rabbi Yeruchim geemphet. The reason why today we don't dance and we're not mechavim by neisel sechem vina lafchem in yom vein loyla because the sun doesn't only come out for me. It comes out for my neighbor too. If I would have it, and no one else would have it, then it would be a meirah dikazach. You ever see, you get the nice car on the block, right? So if you're the only guy that has it, once everybody else gets it because you got it, right? So it's a rap the ganze simcha from them, yeah? I hope I'm not being too nasty here about this. Alright, okay. But das ist Rav Yeruchim's avod. And then he said, Rav Yeruchim, al ha gufe hat Rav Yisrael Salanta getanzt. Because when he woke up in the morning and he saw that the taka was for everybody, it wasn't only for him, that brought him Mayri Dikasim. Yeah. Now, das gemein Rav Yeruchim's talents. That was Rav Yeruchim's answer. That the opposite, Rav Yisrael Salanta was happy that it wasn't only for him, but it was for everybody. You know, there was two things over here by the Shvat. Yosef had Meir Dikamayus. Meir Dikamayus. There's no shaila that most of the kinna, which whatever level it was, you could be sure that 90% of it was a kinna seifa. Ki ben skunim hulai. It says clearly in the pasuk that what were they jealous of? The ben skunim. Right? What was the ben skunim? That he was matzalai, all the Torah. So the jealousy was ruchnis de kezach. Yeah. So Yosef had mindless over the others. Yankiv Avinu wanted to teach them that the fact that somebody else has a maila is a maila for you. Ish asher kibuchosoi beirach oisam. He was bevarich them. Not only that you have a maila over the other person, and Be'erach Oysam, they all have it. Fakelt. He was mevarich them that ish asher kibuchasay, that the other person has your maila. That's the pshat. Ish asher kibuchasay, he was telling them, you know, Rabbi Yisrael, what bracha is, afilo's dein maila is not only for you, but if I give that maila for everybody, that's the bracha. He was instilling in them what it means to appreciate. Fakelt, you know what the hardest thing is? That when someone has your maila, to appreciate that maila. Das is a chiddush nifla. You hear that? It's not the pshat that you don't have it, and I gave it to Yanim, and you have to come on to Yanim, which is a tremendous limud for itself, like Ramatul Katz is saying. It's a tremendous thing to know your chisreinus. You hear Aves, I see Meredik. It's not only that I know my chisreinus, and therefore I come on to the other person. Fakert, we could say even Tifa Asherke Berchosoi. What your maila? Berach Oysom. But he gave it for everybody. I'll end with one chassidus shavat. I see the time, and I'd love to talk about this topic. The word asher, it's an interesting word. Asher kibel chasay. Should say ish kibel chasay be'erach oisam. What's asher kibel chasay? Interesting lashon. Sagutar, yeah, what's asher kibel chasay? So there's two tevutzim that I said. One of them is from the Ostravtsim. Ali Musa say Asher kibel chasay means what the person thought was a bracha he gave him. You know what a bracha is? You give a guy a bracha, he wants to make $1 million. Gives them a bracha as Alvana Talmud Chacham. I cooked up there and I said, yeah, maybe you have something else to tell me. Asher kibel chasay, what to hear was a bracha. Be'erach Oysam. Which means what a person feels to him is chashiv, That's the person. What each one felt was a meila beirachaisa. The astrav tzerabesai, and I say it beir ema beir. I don't know if the oilum knows. The astrav tzer fasted 40 years. I don't know if those the history, because he saw the world wars are coming. He fasted 40 years. Like Rabbi Eichni, he fasted 40 years. That's the astrav tzer. Bechsidim, from the Kedeshi Elyon. An unbelievable meiridik mechadish in Torah. So he said that the word Asher is the Lashon Ashirus, Asher. Asher kibbechasai. He gave them that they should be happy. Asher kibbechasai. Beirach Oisa. That they should have, that it should be according to what's Asher for them, what's good for them. Beirach Oisa. Sometimes it was Musar, yes. That was for them Asher. But also what was for them is Berach Oysam, that the mailus of the other person, what was the other person's mailus, even if it's your maila, it's something special to you, that you should have, that it should be a bracha to see and appreciate that the other person has that maila too. And that was the maila of Achdus and Klal Yisrael. This was the Birchas Yankif, to appreciate and say, you're right, Yenem Zeichet. No. Verkehrt. Das allein ist der Bracha. Mela, he was Misak in the Achdus in Birchas Yankif.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.